And then very quickly, life situations actually improve because you bring to every moment that deep sense of aliveness, of being there, and you can honor this moment fully. That it means immediately a sense of deep care flows into what you do, all your interactions. When you're completely there, you give your complete attention to whatever task is at hand. And even if you were in a job that the mind tells you is boring and you want to get out of, the quickest way out of that, and you might have been stuck in it for years, thinking I need to get out of it, is to bring a different state of consciousness to it, giving care even to the tedious things that you have to do and bring that to it. That is meaning, that means the resistance to the now suddenly goes. And the resistance to the now is an essential aspect of the conditioned human mind. It is always fighting this moment in one way or another. No, don't want to be here. I need to be somewhere else. And that's when the resistance to the now goes, then life can move freely through you. Then problems disappear. And of course, nothing is made into a problem. Challenges still come, but you respond to them in the now. Out of that sense of presence and aliveness, you see, what can I do about this situation now? And you become still, and then action arises out of that state. No longer the agonizing, oh, me and my problems. And you never again will wake up in the morning and say, I can't face another day. It's a dreadful condition, but many humans are in that. You will then wake up and you will open your eyes, and the mind is not going to start immediately and tell you what your problems are, so immediately the burden descends on you of, oh, I can't face it anymore. You wake up and immediately connect with the aliveness that is in every cell of the body and hold that state. It feels good to be alive, and the mind hasn't... Why does it feel good to be alive? Because the mind hasn't started up yet and reminded you of your problems. Because underneath that, it always feels good. Life is always vitally alive and beautiful. And so life becomes a celebration continuously, not a needing to get to some future moment to become happy or become somebody or to make it. And the miracle is that everything flows with greater ease then, and you're even likely to be more successful, as if it mattered. Because whatever you do in that state is done with care and even love. You honor the now. You honor life itself. You open your arms to life itself. That is love. That is a deep sense of care that you give to whatever arises in the now. Yes. How can life not be cooperative if that is your state of being? And how can life be cooperative if you continuously say, no, I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. Or even I want to be somebody else. So it's being closed, resisting the now, denying the now, running away from the now. Anything but this, the mind says. And then the shift happens. You honor life, then life can help you. It's been trying to help for years. Just can't get through. the sun tries to shine, it doesn't mean you are big and powerful, so you can keep out even life. You're not separate from life. If you keep the shutters closed in a room, the sun just won't come in. It would love to come in, but if you keep the shutters closed, the sun doesn't really mind, but it would love to come in. So that is the state of non-resistance to the present moment. The most miraculous transformation of consciousness as you enter that state is there. And there's always, as we started off by pointing to the stillness, when you do not resist what is, the incessant mental noise slows down, subsides, huge gaps arise in the mind stream, because almost all the mental noise is continuous resistance. So you open yourself up to just this moment. That is the ultimate spiritual practice. And nothing could be more simple, and yet it seems so difficult because of the conditioning of the mind.
This concludes session 1. Our program continues with session 2.